Pakistan has seen a week of tragedy and anger. It began with a suicide bombing that killed at least 100 people at a mosque. Many of those killed were police officers, and now the police are leading protests against the government. In the meantime, Pakistan's economy is wobbly as food and fuel prices skyrocket. And a widely criticized government has just arrested key opposition figures. On the line to talk about all this is Dia Hadid, NPR's international correspondent. She's in Islamabad, the Pakistani capital. Dia, hello.
Hi there.
You reported on this arrest last night of vocal opponents of the prime minister. Who are these members of the opposition?
Well, the most prominent one who was arrested overnight was the former interior minister, a man who's known as Sheikh Rashid, sort of a toupee-wearing, cigar-chomping fellow, and a loyalist of the ousted prime minister, Imran Khan, who is quite popular despite not being in power now for nearly a year. A news anchor who is also perceived as being loyal to Imran Khan was also arrested. And there has been a case filed against a prominent female member of his party, who's also a former legislator. And critics would say that what these arrests suggest is that this deeply unpopular government is trying to quell some of the most prominent voices that have been critical of it in recent months.
Dia, you mentioned the government being deeply unpopular. What is the government facing as far as day-to-day life for people in Pakistan?
It's facing an enormous challenge. This country has been teetering on the brink of economic chaos for a while. But things really escalated last week when local media began reporting that the country was so short on foreign currency, basically US dollars, that it only had enough to cover 3 weeks of imports. And this is a country that is heavily reliant on imports of fuel and on food to get by.
And earlier this week in Pakistan, a suicide bomber killed at least 100 people at a mosque in a city that has seen militant violence in the past, the city of Peshawar. Where is the investigation now into who did this?
Right now, local officials say that they've arrested more than 20 people who are suspected of involvement in this attack. And if I could just step back for a moment, this attack, even by the standards of a city that has been as battered as Peshawar, was horrific. It is one of the deadliest attacks that has struck Pakistan in more than two decades. This suicide bomber stood in a mosque amid other worshippers, and while they were praying, he appears to have blown himself up using around 22 pounds of explosives. It brought down a wall of the mosque, and a lot of the people who died were buried under the rubble. That's what caused the death toll to keep escalating so far. And this was a mosque in an area of Peshawar that was meant to be tightly regulated and highly secure. That suicide bomber should have passed at least two checkpoints before he entered the mosque. And so this bombing is not just a tragedy. It also exposes this enormous security lapse in an area where the Pakistani Taliban had been stepping up their attacks.
Yeah. And finally, can you tell us a little bit more about the Pakistani Taliban linked, of course, to Afghanistan? Peshawar is right near the border, and the Pakistani Taliban have been regrouping of late, yeah?
Right. Well, if we step back a bit, a year and a half ago, the Taliban seized power of Afghanistan. Since then, there's been this uptick in attacks by this Pakistani offshoot of the group known as the TTP. And these attacks have been increasing in a way that has led many Pakistanis to accuse the Taliban of giving them safe harbor and allowing cross-border attacks. But there's another aspect to this as well. Many Pakistanis accuse their own military of allowing some of these militants to resettle in their homes as a goodwill gesture in negotiations they were conducting last year to try come to a ceasefire with the group. This was revealed last year around October when residents in some of these areas of northwestern Pakistan that have traditionally suffered from militant violence began saying they'd spotted militants in their villages and around their villages.
Wow.
And they poured to the streets in the tens of thousands to protest against the military. And that appears to have put a halt to this resettlement project. And so now you have Pakistanis asking the question, did these militants who just killed 100 people in a mosque in Peshawar, most of them policemen, did they come from Afghanistan? Or were they part of a network that had established itself again in Pakistan after these men were allowed to resettle in the country? And so you have a situation where there's not just anger and grief and economic strife and political instability. There's just enormous distrust among so many Pakistanis towards the institutions that are meant to be protecting them and shielding them from harm.
That's NPR's Dia Hadid in Islamabad. Dia, thanks for staying up late to talk to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Cheers.